You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Mike, you still with us, buddy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good, good, good. Okay, so you were telling me that every time you eat, how long has this been going on for? You've been kind of bloating and looking pregnant, huh?
I don't know, maybe about a year or so now, and I don't understand it. Never had no issues before.
Okay, does it hurt when this happens?
No, not really. Not really. Just gets all pooped out, you know?
Now, do you eat, like, big meals, or do you eat little meals throughout the day?
Smaller meals throughout the day.
All right. Okay. That's good. Now, the reason why I brought up that this happened to me is because, I don't know if you remember my story. I've said it on air multiple times where I would always like to eat raw onions on my pizza, raw onions on my burgers, and then I'd go up to medical school, and no matter what I ate, everything caused me to look pregnant, and I wasn't pregnant. I would just blow up, always have gas. I would drink water, and it took me months doing an elimination diet to figure out what caused me to blow up, and it ended up being onions. And that never made sense because I never had a problem with onions before. So I guess what happened is my body decided to not make the enzyme that would break down that type of food. So my doctor told me to get over-the-counter Beano because Beano have these enzymes that help you digest beans and certain legumes and onions, etc. Now, I'm not saying that's your problem, that it's onions or beans or whatever, but let's say you ate something a couple days ago. You could still get gas from just eating a bowl of cereal 2 days later if you have that block up. Now, are you constipated at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. So you empty out pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. So that's important. So this is what I would do. And by the way, sometimes it could be dairy. You could stop making the lactase, which breaks down dairy, and then you may need those lactate tablets. So what I had to do is, number one, is still make sure you get your GI doctor screen and your regular colonoscopies. Those are always important to do. All right, and then if the doctor says, look, it's probably some food intolerance, it wouldn't be called an allergy, go completely plain. Make sure you're still pooping, right, because you got to get some of the old stuff out. And then maybe just kind of do some Jell-O and toast the first day. Then the second day, slowly start to advance certain foods, chicken breast, other types of fruits, maybe some fish, until you add maybe a little salsa. Be careful with the multi-mixed foods because you don't know if it's tomato, onion, whatever. And then if you notice, boom, you blow up and have gas all of a sudden, you've identified the food.
Okay, this process of elimination.
Exactly, exactly. It's hard to go the other way where you have a regular diet and then you cut cheese. And you don't cut the cheese, but you cut eating cheese. If you do that, you still can't tell because you could still be bloated. But I got to tell you, it took me 9 months, Mike, to figure out. And it just blows my mind that it happened overnight in a way where all of a sudden I couldn't tolerate those foods. But still, how old are you?
56.
Okay, have you had a screening colonoscopy yet?
No, I got to go for one.
Okay, not a bad idea. And I tell you what's nice about getting the screening colonoscopy is they make you drink that crap that completely empties you out and cleanses, you know, the bowel. That's very, very good, because you're going to still get bloating. Even if you just eat Jell-O for the next day or two, you could still be bloated because you still have stool in there over the past couple days. So that's a great time to, after you get your scope, start the whole elimination diet.
Okay. And since I'm driving a truck, it's hard to get into the doctors. Can I drink that stuff on my own, just empty myself out and then try to watch what I'm doing until I get there?
Yeah, I mean, taking some magnesium citrate, my only problem is these colonic preps, and God bless you for being a trucker, Mike, I really appreciate it. My only problem with you doing that type of prep is it's pretty caustic. We don't really want you doing it, a few times. We only want you doing it when you really got to clean out the bowel. I mean, it really scrubs out the bowel. Like those commercials with those little bubbles, in the bathtub. It really, it's kind of heavy stuff. If you're pooping pretty well and you don't think you're going to have time to get your colonoscopy, what I would do is just do what I told you where, you could even take a little stool softener, but I wouldn't do the heavy colonic prep, because in addition to the mag citrate, we also have you take Dulcolax and we have you sit home for about a day to poop it all out. You don't have that kind of time when you're a trucker, but make sure you get your colonoscopies. Those are extremely important because there could be other non-benign causes of those gas issues that you're having.
And one other question, there's a book there that was telling me about Eat Right for your blood type. Is there anything behind that theory?
You know, Mike, I think that stuff is cool, the eat right by your blood type, and the logic is there. You know, our blood type, our blood is so much a part of us. If we have a different blood type, that you would think, yes, that, some of us would do better with certain types of foods. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of science behind it. But I love the idea of looking at people as individuals or grouping them based on certain phenotypes as opposed to just telling everybody to eat chicken, fish, and vegetables. I think that's cool. My problem is when I read that, I was told to eat venison and some of this rare type of stuff that I really couldn't get my hands on. So I've never really eaten by my blood type. I'm a B. And for me, I'm supposed to avoid carbs and sugar. Well, no duh. The blood types A's are a little luckier than the B's. But I got to tell you, it's cool. Give it a try. All right, Mike, thanks for calling, and God bless you for what you do. We'll be right back, guys, on the Dr. Dahlia Show, taking your questions, your calls, and medical headlines. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $6,67.80 for a half ounce, or $3,33.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $6,67.80, and $3,33.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say a federal appeals court in San Francisco is considering a lawsuit Thursday, allegedly that California High School violated students' free speech when they were not allowed to wear American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. Now, do you guys remember this? Back in 2010, three students came to Live Oak High School. This is in Morgan Hill, California, wearing American flag T-shirts. I guess it's a town south of San Jose. Now, Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, right? It's a celebration of Mexican heritage. You know, I think Cinco de Mayo is cool. I love it. I mean, you know, great fun. I think a lot of people underestimate the meaning of Cinco de Mayo, right? Because people, you know, go for the margaritas and do tequila shots, etc. All right, but it's an extremely important day in the Mexican culture. Well, students wore their American flag T-shirts. Okay. The students wore flags, and they're allowed to. We're in America. They should be able to wear American flag T-shirts. All right? Students wore the flags, and they were ordered to turn their shirts inside out or to go home. They went home, later filed a lawsuit alleging in a violation of their free speech rights. Now, I don't have pictures of the American flags, but my guess is it was a very clean shirt. It was a very clean, I mean, it wasn't anything offensive. It wasn't anything, there was no nudity, there was no cuss words. I'm assuming that these are shirts that had an American flag. Now, when you see something like this, all right, when a child is not, now, I understand why the school, I understand what probably happened, okay, all right, or what was inferred, okay, school probably thought these three people were maybe protest, or they probably felt there was maybe a motive of protest, and they didn't want there to be fights, right? Because, you know, there was a Cinco de Mayo celebration in the school, and kids coming in American flags, if that was in protest, they wanted to avoid any of the scuffles, so they thought it was easier to have the kids just wear their shirts inside out. But I got a huge problem with that. Alright, and it even shows a bigger problem we have in today's society where racism and relations between ethnicities and the tensions could be getting worse. Now, on one end, anybody wearing the American flag to school, God bless, they should be able to. And a Mexican, if they want to have a Mexican flag on their shirt, that's their prerogative too. A Russian wants to have the flag of Russia. So as far as I'm concerned, if you have pride in your country and you want to wear that country's flag on your shirt, in America, you are guaranteed that right. So if kids want to go to school wearing American flags, they should be allowed to. Now, why, though, did they feel the need to protest? Okay, again, this is one of those things where we really don't have the whole story here. All right, why would three kids on Cinco de Mayo wear American flag T-shirts, and why would that be a big deal to a school? I mean, if it's just, you know, regular school day, right? You know, you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have Valentine's Day, you have Halloween, school is still open, Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day. I mean, if kids were wearing American flag T-shirts on St. Patrick's Day, okay, what would that be considered offensive? Why were the American flags considered offensive? And why would three students choose to wear American flags? Was Cinco de Mayo supposedly celebrated throughout the whole school? Were they just wearing it like they would wear on any other day? Were they protesting, and what were they protesting about? Was the school, let's say, completely decorated for Cinco de Mayo? Now, schools could be decorated for whatever the hell they want to be based on what the kids want. All right? But if, let's say, we're celebrating some other, like, for example, I mean, we wouldn't play another country's national anthem during our school, okay? We are a country, and I'm very happy we are, of a variety of nationalities, okay? I'm a first-generation American on my dad's side, third-generation American on my mom's side. All right, so I'm American, obviously, but my father came to this country. I have Russian, German, Austrian, Israeli. We have a Puerto Rican uncle. We have so many different ethnicities to our family, and so many different nationalities that we're a mix. And I am extremely proud that our country opens up their doors to people of all faiths. And why not? I love Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day. But are we having issues now where schools are celebrating other people's national days and it's being offensive to Americans? Is that a sign of us having major issues with race and tensions? Now, when I grew up, we always celebrated, and the school was always decorated for Christmas. I'm Jewish, but I love Christmas. I thought that was great. I didn't count the Hanukkahs or the menorahs. I didn't count those. I didn't need that. All right? I love seeing Santa Claus. I think that's cool. Decorated for Christmas is awesome. Decorated for Valentine's Day, I love. We've talked about the history of St. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not just supposed to be about hearts and cupids. You know that. There's more of a history to that. All right? Halloween. St. Patrick's Day. So, I mean, we've always decorated. Okay? Cinco de Mayo. We're slowly starting to see more schools decorate for Cinco de Mayo. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay to decorate, you know, but if we are as a country, incorporating, let's say, more of these other countries from a nationalistic standpoint, as opposed to American, yes, I think our students may start to have issues. All right? And maybe that's why these kids wore American flags. I mean, if they felt inundated with somebody else's nationality and country's pride, do they have to celebrate somebody else's country's pride in America, or do they just get to celebrate American? Okay? I mean, you know, France Independence Day, we really don't do that, you know, for the French. You know, we're happy that France has an Independence Day. Way to go. That's great. But America, we celebrate American holidays. In France, they celebrate French holidays. But as America is becoming more, shall we say, integrated with so many other countries, and Mexico is a huge aspect to that. We don't seem to celebrate a lot of Canadian holidays. Maybe back east they do. I don't know. All right. Are we going to see more people buck this trend? Now, there is no reason a child who's wearing an American flag should be sent home. But then, were there concerns of these kids' safety? If the school did this because they thought that these kids could be in danger for wearing American flags, what the hell is going on in our kids' school? If the school did it because they want to be politically correct, well, that's wrong, too. But then, what do? Are we going to, on future Cinco de Mayos, in these high schools or middle schools, or colleges, start having, you know, race wars and race fights? So it's a sign of the times. You know, in the previous hour, we were talking about how tortillas now, and foods with tortillas like tacos, burritos, etc., are now the number one fast food in America. It's overtaken hot dogs and burgers. Ketchup is used second to salsa. Salsa is the number one condiment. Okay? Our country is changing. Hispanic foods and beverages were an $8 billion market last year. By 2017, they think the number will have reached $11 billion. In the year 2000, the Tortilla Industry Association estimated Americans consumed approximately 85 billion tortillas a year. Now, some of you don't care. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like I said, I'm already a mixture. I'm very proud to be American. I love America. I love having an American flag. But I like to celebrate everybody else's holidays. That's fun. I mean, I have a family full of different nationalities, so I'm fine with it. I think it's great. I wanted to go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, and I missed it, but I got to the end of it. I think that stuff is cool. I think it's great. But do we de-emphasize our Americanness? No. We are America. We have the national anthem. English is our primary language. Am I for teaching Spanish in schools? Oh, hell yeah. If our country is becoming more and more Hispanic, we have to be able to be bilingual. We have to. So our kids learn another language. All other countries, they teach two languages. In China and Japan, they're learning Chinese, Japanese, and English. So absolutely. But that shouldn't be a sign of our losing our nationalism. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess police say a substitute teacher at a Pittsburgh area high school took heroin before work and passed out in class. Apparently, 26-year-old Christopher Chiappetta of Pittsburgh was arrested Wednesday after he passed out in front of 11 students. They found four baggies of heroin in his pocket and marijuana in his car. He confessed that he shot up some heroin around 6 a.m. before he went to be a substitute teacher. He faces drug charges as well as endangering children. Unable to post his $10,000 bond. I guess substitute teachers don't make that much money. All right. I know. That's, yeah, crazy. Pregnant women. Pregnant women in labor, right, usually only allowed to eat ice chips. Okay? And one of the reasons why we wouldn't let you eat is because if we had to take you into surgery, we didn't want you having food in your stomach. Well, now they're saying that protein shakes may be okay. So, a Dr. Manuel Vallejo, professor and chair of the Department of Anesthesiology at the West Virginia University School of Medicine, told Fox News that because they've been so worried about the gag reflex, you know, that you could lose under anesthesia, you could get part of your stomach contents aspirated up into the lungs when you're on anesthesia. Pretty scary stuff, okay? But many of us in labor, we don't eat for days. So they looked into consuming something a little bit more substantial. So he presented this study at the Anesthesiology 2013 annual meeting. He evaluated 150 pregnant women to see whether protein shakes improve their overall labor experience or reduce nausea and vomiting, which is obviously very common, where you throw up, you know, while you're trying to spew a baby out of your vagina. Now, previous studies have found that if you actually consume some protein, your nausea and vomiting in chemotherapy patients would go down. So they gave half the women in the study only the ice chips and water during labor. The other got a 325 milliliter, 160 calorie Premier Nutrition protein shake, plus some ice and water. Shake had about a gram of sugar, some amino acids, vitamins and minerals, and 30 grams of protein. The women who drank the protein shakes had higher maternal satisfaction throughout the delivery process compared to those who only had ice chips and water. But they still threw up. They still had nausea and vomiting. All right? But no risk factor, no appearance of a aspiration issue as compared to ice chips and water. So, now, C-section, you don't necessarily have to be intubated with C-section. A spinal block could be given with the C-section, but sometimes emergency hysterectomies have to be done. Sometimes certain things could happen, God forbid. So they want you ready at all times for surgery. But maybe protein shakes could be, you know, going through labor is such a barbaric process. But you know what? My foremothering and my prior sisterhood have done that before me, and, you know, I took it like a man. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you know that earlier this week was National Grouch Day? On October 15th was Natural Grouch Day. All right? So there are some tips given to us by Fox News under their health section, what to do if you're grumpy. They say schedule grumpy time. This actually makes some sense. Who gets credit? A therapist, Julie de Azevedo Hakes. And she suggests a few things, which is cool. I've told people this as well. Schedule grumpy time. If you are going to be grumpy or you want to have a BF and you want to, you know, a blank fit, right? If you want to just schedule grumpy time, take 5 minutes and complain and grump and scream. You know, I told patients this. You know how this also happened on Breaking Bad, where one of the, you know, side characters was really upset about something, so she comes into her office, she takes a pillow and screams into the pillow. Now, a lot of us don't do that. A lot of us don't go into a room, scream, and then come out like in the movies, you know, going, okay, I'm better now. But maybe that's exactly what we need to do. Maybe we get so built up and pent up. And in society now, you're not supposed to yell, you're not supposed to throw things, you're not supposed to chop down a cherry tree, you're supposed to just take it and work your feelings out. Maybe you need to take 5 minutes and rant, rave, scream, oh, Dr. Dahlia, the neighbors will call the police. Well, if we all did it, I mean, maybe put a sign out saying nobody's getting beaten. Okay, nobody's getting yelled at. Maybe put the music on real loud so nobody hears you, I guess. And just go and have your grumpy time. This sucks, this sucks, I hate it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it. Then when you're all finished, you're like, maybe, why not? Again, don't be by any weapons when you do this. Then they say do something silly, like maybe blowing bubbles, jumping in rain puddles. Do something silly to put a happy on, a smiley face on. I live in Vegas. There's really no puddles anywhere. Everything gets dried up. They say eat happy food, but we're not talking chocolate. They're talking about foods high in vitamins and folate, like mussels. How many of you have mussels sitting in your refrigerator? I don't. Seafood, eggs, leafy greens like kale. I'm going to tell you right now. I am not, if I'm in a bad mood, going to cook up some kale. But salmon helps, right? Because the omega-3s, right? Sometimes doing something kind. If you're grumpy, maybe do something kind, okay? Maybe, I don't know, pay the parking lot fee for the car behind you. Or take some flowers to a neighbor. Something, okay? Go out and get a gift for somebody. That usually puts you in a good mood, as long as it doesn't cost a lot of money. Okay, and then it says name your grouch. They say giving that grumpy part of you a name may help validate your feelings. I know this is really touchy-feely. While at the same time helping you to distance from it. So, like, for example, let's say my grouchy counterpart, if my name is Dahlia Doris, I could say, oh, Doris is out again. Now, that I wouldn't do that. Never mind. Be good to your gut. They say sometimes adding fermented foods like yogurt, etc., because a lot of people are grouchy or grumpy because they're bloated. They have gas, right? You know, that's something that I'm bloated. When I'm constipated, you all know, I am complaining and griping, right? Being bloated and not fun. So sometimes dealing with some good bowels couldn't hurt. Now, speaking of all this touchy-feely stuff, sometimes it's really important. Studies come out saying if somebody's had a heart attack and lived through it, using psychological support is extremely important. You know, we're so worried about in medicine about your body, we forget to spend the same amount of time on the mind. Apparently, being reported at the Acute Cardiac Care Congress in Madrid, Spain, they said psychological interventions reduce deaths in cardiovascular events in heart disease patients by half. They say the nurses at their coronary care unit found that patients were less likely to either die, have another heart attack, or return to the hospital if they had psychological support like music or religious prayers, etc. So they actually did a trial. They looked at 6,600 patients. They looked at whether psychological interventions worked, right? Whether it was talking to families about their health, relaxation, breathing techniques, diet or exercise, prayers, music therapy, etc. And they found that it reduced mortality and cardiovascular events by 55% after 2 years or more. That is huge. Now, currently with our Obamacare system, we don't have enough resources for the psychological support that needs to be done. But if we can implement this into our hospitals, if we can implement it into our everyday, that is extremely important. You and I are going to have to be each other's doctor later. And I'm not saying me as Dr. Dahlia, but if your wife or husband has a heart attack and you bring them home, you're going to have to incorporate the psychological stuff. Have the music, have the support, make sure clergy comes to visit. You are going to have to do what our medical system shortcomes, as is a shortcoming. And I think it's extremely important. I'm very excited that something like this has kind of made some national news. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
right. I'm sorry. We are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. They say sleeping in separate beds will perk up your sex life with your husband. Now, all right, some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, when you sleep in separate beds, you are basically damning your marriage. Well, not entirely, all right? Many people feel like their marriage is at risk because they don't sleep together. And the main reason why two people not sleeping together is because of the snoring. One of the spouses is snoring, keeping the other up. And as we age, I mean, I've had this discussion with my husband too. All right. As we age, sleeping is so important in getting enough sleep. We've even talked about how not getting enough sleep could cause early death, heart disease, a variety of things, right? Obesity, we could go on, right? Plus, many of us that don't realize we have insomnia, we could really admit that, you know what? Once I'm woken up, I'm up. I can't tell you how many times my husband would snore and make noise at 2 a.m. I was up. Have I ever kicked my husband out of the bed? Yeah, absolutely. I need to get a good night's sleep. Go. Sleep in the other bed or sleep on the couch or whatever. I've even slept in other areas if I can't get that sleep. But a lot of you come in and you ask me, what is going on? Where, you know, is the marriage going to be doomed? Well, the reason why some of you are talking about that is it may not be so much a sleep issue as much as it's a sex issue. Some of you don't sleep with each other anymore, and you like that space. And we've talked about this with marriages, okay? If you have a spouse or a partner that you don't want to have sex with, does that mean the marriage is damned? Not always, okay? Many people live together fine. It's just sex hurts. Sex is uncomfortable. You don't have that passion, but you could still have a good partnership. Some of you don't want that. You want sex in the marriage? I don't blame you. Sometimes you leave the partner, find somebody new. Okay? Don't cheat, just end the marriage, etc. Okay? Don't, I wouldn't, I mean, I, you know, I mean, don't, you know, just, you know, decide concurrently or decide consensually that you guys are going to move on and separate and go separate ways. All right? You know, and some of you do well. You're like, you know what? The sex isn't that important. We're fine. But there's a lot of people out there that sleep in separate beds, and they hide that. Now, according to one story here, they're saying that actually it could rejuvenate what's going on in the bedroom. And so, you know, what I recommend, and, you know, you're going to hear a variety of stories, and this is, I mean, I'm sure there's many blogs out there, and people have their own accounts of that, but the big concern I see is many people, they look at their marriage and they think that their marriage is in the dumps and they don't realize how good their marriage is compared to others. Okay? Don't make me bring up Breaking Bad again. I know, I gotta finish watching it and all right. I mean, some people's marriage is a complete cluster. Just a complete cluster. So, if you guys do, you know, and people will ask, well, Dahlia, how do I know if I'm, you know, I need to call quits or I just need to put a little bit of work into the marriage, if we've talked about that, okay? We talked about that. All marriages need work, so you don't want to run at the first sign of work. But sometimes you two fell in love for the wrong reasons. You liked each other because you slept with each other. You liked the position, the sex was great, you could drink, get drunk, and then all of a sudden now you're living with each other and you guys can't live together. The most important thing for a marriage is for you guys to be friends. The reason why we say that is not because we want everybody holding hands and playing Monopoly together, but friends, what do friends do? They communicate with each other. All right? So the key isn't communication. The key is friends. Now, can some of you live with your friends? No. Not always. Okay? I mean, I love my kids. I think my kids and I will be able to be friends later, but I will not be able to live with my kids as they are adults. I'm legally bound to them. I love them to death. I'm going to want to live with them, but can I live with them? Their habits, they're, you know, leaving the toilet seat up, they're leaving dirty underwear in the hallway, them eating my food as roommates, oh, hell no. So then the next thing you need to look at is, can you live with this other person. Now, if you really can't stand somebody, if your marriage is really in the dumps and you really can't stand somebody, no, then the marriage will fall. But if you're able to live with somebody well and you guys are doing okay, that doesn't necessarily mean the marriage is going to fall. Now, keep in mind, what's good for you may not be good for the other. Good for the goose, good for the gander. All right, you may be like, oh, this is great. I don't have to have sex. I feel fine. I'm great. Marriage is good. Wifey and I, or husband and I, are supporting each other. Everything's hunky-dory. Meanwhile, the other spouse is really feeling neglected, really feeling unloved. Again, you guys have to be able to talk. Friends can talk about this. You know, honey, look, I know things hurt. I know things are different, but I don't want to live the rest of my life sexless. I'm a 45-year-old man or a 49-year-old woman. I want to be close to you. What could we do to still have some sort of physical intimacy? Should we go to a sex therapist? Should we see a doctor? You know, and it doesn't, and you notice how I said physical intimacy. I didn't so much say, you know, hibbity-bibbity. Okay? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, there's other ways to be intimate without, you know, penetration type issues. So there's ways to kind of ease into it. But we need both parties happy. But just because you sleep in separate beds doesn't mean the marriage has to completely fall apart. Sometimes good sleep is a part of the marriage. And so, you know, with this one article talking about how it may actually help sex life, sex drive, it may. And it just reminds us that the marriage doesn't necessarily have to be considered over. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come into the next hour, we're going to be talking about a blood test to see if the lung nodule is cancerous or benign. We're going to be talking about huge differences in the way doctors prescribe to elderly, depending on where they live. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.